Halifax. High winds knocked out power in thousands of homes in Nova Scotia and PEI Friday night as people in Atlantic Canada began feeling the wrath of post-tropical storm Fiona. Environment Canada said the storm is already battering Atlantic Canada and eastern Quebec with heavy rainfall and powerful hurricane-force winds that will continue into Saturday. By 10 p.m., more than 14,000 homes and businesses in Nova Scotia had been plunged into darkness. Most of the outages were reported in the central part of the province, mainly in the communities of Sackville, Truro and Stellarton. In Prince Edward Island, more than 1,000 homes and businesses had lost power as the wind picked up across the region. Earlier in the day, people across Atlantic Canada stocked up on last-minute essentials and storm-proofed their properties ahead of the arrival of Fiona, which forecasters said will hit the region as a very powerful, post-tropical storm. The storm, characterized as historic in magnitude by meteorologists, is expected to bring more than 100 millimeters of rain to much of the region and eastern Quebec. Closer to the path of Fiona, more than 200 millimeters of rain is expected to fall, potentially leading to the washout of some roads. Bob Robichaud, a meteorologist with Environment Canada, said Fiona could shape up to be a bigger storm system than Hurricane Juan, which caused extensive damage to the Halifax area in 2003. He said it's about the same size as post-tropical storm Dorian in 2019. But it is stronger than Dorian was, he said during a briefing. It's certainly going to be a historic, extreme event for eastern Canada. He said wind speeds could reach up to 145 km per hour with gusts even higher in some areas. Wind gusts of up to 144 km per hour were reported late Friday night. Environment Canada said there was also a high likelihood of storm surge for parts of Nova Scotia, the Gulf of St. Lawrence, and western Newfoundland. The storm reached Nova Scotia waters late Friday and was expected to pass through Cape Breton early Saturday before hitting Quebec's lower North Shore and southeastern Labrador early Sunday. Dave Biz, Vice Commodore of the Northern Yacht Club in North Sydney, NS, said he is worried about the storm. "Oh, definitely, I think this is going to be a bad one," Biz said in a telephone interview. "Hopefully it will slow up when it hits the cooler water, but it doesn't sound like it's going to." He said he removed his 7-meter sailboat from the water on Thursday. On the eastern part of the island in the small Acadian community of Petite de Gratte, NS, fishermen dry-docked their boats or lashed them tightly to the wharf. Lobster fisherman Kyle Boudreau said major storm damage is hard for a coastal community to absorb. "This is our livelihood. Our boats get smashed, our traps get smashed, it's stuff you don't have to start your season next year," he said. Meanwhile, stores in Halifax sold out of propane gas cylinders used for camping stoves. Shelves in the camping department of a local Canadian tire store that normally carried the small green canisters were completely bare. But Halifax resident and plumber Chad Shires advised that people in search of a small fuel tank could use plumbing propane. Robichaud warned people across the region not to be complacent just because they aren't near the center of the storm's track. "The impacts are going to be felt way beyond where the center of the storm actually goes," he said. "Severe winds and rainfall are expected to result in major impacts for eastern Prince Edward Island, eastern Nova Scotia, southern and eastern New Brunswick, western Newfoundland, eastern Quebec and southeastern Labrador. Coastal areas of Nova Scotia and Newfoundland are expected to experience pounding surf, with waves expected to reach more than 10 meters off Nova Scotia and more than 12 meters in eastern parts of the Gulf of St. Lawrence." A spokeswoman for the Cape Breton Regional Municipality said there are plans to open Centre 200 Sports Centre in Sydney as an evacuation centre Friday evening. Christina Lamy said the space is to be used by residents who feel they will be unsafe through the storm, particularly those living on the southern coast of the region. Halifax was also set to open 4 evacuation centres on Friday evening, in PEI. Public Safety Minister Darlene Compton warned people who might be curious to stay away from coastal areas, saying it wasn't worth it to watch the storm roll in. "My message is simple, don't," Compton said during a briefing. "Don't go near the water, don't put yourselves and others at risk." An emergency alert from the province warned residents of severe flooding expected along the northern shoreline. In downtown Charlottetown, the normally bustling Confederation Landing was unusually quiet. Restaurant owners Lisa and Robert Gale decided to keep Lobster on the Wharf open Friday afternoon to welcome a tour bus expected by 5 p.m. Robert Gale said the worst storm they had faced was Dorian. "We'd be lying if we said we weren't worried about Fiona," his wife Lisa added. Red chairs that usually sat on the deck were stacked in their office along with tables, and they were hoping the storm surges are not so high that there is water in the restaurant. Newfoundland and Labrador Premier Andrew Furey issued a statement aimed at reassuring the people of his province Friday, saying that a provincial emergency operations center has been activated, while Department of Transportation crews were already checking culverts and removing debris. "Stay home if at all possible, as this will not only help keep you and your family safe, but will avoid putting emergency responders in harm's way," said Furey. In Quebec Friday, Premier François Legault said authorities were keeping a close eye on Fiona, which is on track to hit the Isles de la Madeleine, Gaspé and the province's lower north shore. "I want to tell people in those regions, be careful, there's a significant risk, prepare for the worst and we'll hope it goes well," Legault said in Laval. The PMO said late Friday that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's departure for Japan is being delayed due to the ongoing situation with Hurricane Fiona. Trudeau plans to attend a state funeral for Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Press Secretary Cecily Roy said on Twitter that Trudeau will be receiving briefings on the emergency response to the storm and will reach out to premiers. She said Public Safety Minister Bill Blair and Liberal Atlantic MPs are in close touch with their provincial counterparts. "The federal government is ready to provide whatever support may be needed in the response, to keep Canadians safe." This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 23, 2022. With files from Michael Tutton in Petite-de-Gratte, NS, Lindsay Armstrong in Halifax, Hina Lam in Charlottetown and Siddhartha Banerjee in Montreal. Keith Doucette, The Canadian Press.